Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are definitely getting the show on the road. We're moving the 26th to a 27th. Our 27th anniversary is August the 3rd. We're going to be celebrating by eating 27 of my favorite things, my 27 favorite places around town. Some of them you know about, some you don't know. We're going to kick things off at the Beaumont on the 7th of August with something you might know about over there. And then we're going to be going all over town. We're going to be at Casas. We're going to be up in Timone. We're going to be at Coco's. Going to be at Sláinte down at Fells Point. Going to be at Fadley's. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Lucky Sevens as well. I have it's a doubler here. I have the Pressure Lux as well because Roz wanted me to have the whammies out for everybody. So we're doing that through the month of August. There's a whole bunch of new scratch-offs and things happening, and we're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road, including we'll have this guy on in a couple of weeks down in Ocean City, Maryland. We're going to be doing the Mako Convention, as we do each and every year, with a whole bunch of elected officials, people connected to the state. No one more connected than this guy. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Never forget the gaming part. We did a lot of artistic work here the last time we got together on this art competition. I'm going to be driving to Ocean City, seeing all the beautiful things on the Eastern Shore that I could. But I know you want to begin with Home Run Riches this week. I know the Guardians and the Orioles got together. A lot of fans here weren't watching, thankfully, if you're an Orioles person at this point. But we're not hitting enough home runs. We're not costing you enough money. And I had a specific, not a complaint, but an inquiry from Dave Kowalski, who from Nottingham, Maryland, as you pointed out last week, and I pointed out, not a lifer friend of mine, but a lifer listener. He's been listening for 30 years. Cheesesteak Dave of I call it White Marsh. You only gave him 500 bucks. I mean, what, 1,500, and he got the home run late in the game there from Laureano. But you pulled the name of a friend of mine, and I thought tonight's a night, a grand slam, 3-4 home runs, let's go Gunner, and it didn't happen. So I cheered him on, John. I did.
What are the odds, first off, that you had a friend in the virtual
Probably pretty
hopper
good. I
anyway?
mean, you the
You
re one of
think?
the reasons the Maryland Lottery average. I know a lot of people, a lot. I mean, I just do, and none of them listen anymore. They never listened. I know all of that, but that is still a lot of people, so I'm not shocked. And more than that, I would think the affinity part, even more so than the Ravens, which they have a bigger fan base, and we'll talk Ravens scratchers, but people play Home Run Riches. They like baseball. They like the Orioles. Therefore, Aparicio, 35 years of covering the Orioles, like all of
Yeah,
that.
all
Maybe,
that.
maybe. I figure that's a better chance than the general population, people that would be in Home Run Riches. And I have been heartened that I did know a contestant, even though he only got one home run.
Well, but you know what? It was a rough week for the locals, was
I
it
know
not? I mean,
this. I know
that's tough.
this. I
That's
know
tough. But hope springs eternal because we do have the Colorado Rockies in this
I
weekend.
know
That
they're
ought to
going to
be
hit
fun.
something. Right. We talked about this
That ought to be
beginning of the
fun.
month when Seth broke the news that the Big Ten and said, we've drawn the names. He immediately, this is June 1st or July 1st. He's like, end of the month, somebody's going to get some payouts. And I just hope the weather's warm, balls jumping. I hope. No.
So let's give a little oxygen to the three lucky contestants for the big series. I'm going to start with the Sunday game and work our way back. Sunday, Dana Cook from Baltimore is our contestant of the game. Saturday, Sally Baker from Edgewood is our contestant of the game. And for the opening game of the Colorado Rockies series, Ryan Kyler from New Market, Maryland. Nestor, the question to you is, where is New Market, Maryland?
I think it's on 70 on the way to Frederick, but I could be wrong.
Well,
Is that right or is that
is
wrong?
that your
Do you have to
final
look it up?
answer?
You know what? I've been practicing AI. AI is even better than the Regis Lifeline. You know what I mean?
No.
Like it is. So if I AI'd it, I haven't done that, but go ahead, Newmarket. Am I right or am I wrong? You
You
want me to look it
are
up?
correct, sir.
All right, there you go. No,
In
know
between
your Maryland. That's what this is going to be called. Know your Maryland.
Nestled in between Frederick to the west and Mount Airy to the east, almost equidistant I've never tried to clock it, but I'm sure it's somewhere
I
nestled
think
in
there's a
between.
Newmarket Road like out that
Not to
way.
be, see, I thought I was going to catch you. I thought you, I was going, isn't there a Newmarket Road up in Owings Mills somewhere?
Hold on here. Newmarket, Maryland. Let me look it up because I think I do have a little it's like it's on the road almost to where the airport is in Frederick, where I once, and this is true,
Oh
bucket list
boy.
thing.
Here we go. Here we go. Go
I
ahead.
rode in the Goodyear blimp.
No way.
Yeah, way. Did it. Thank you, Brooks
On
Huff.
purpose? It wasn't like
They
you
put
were.
it together and I rode in the blimp. I mean, I did. I rode in the Goodyear Zephyr.
Okay, in Frederick?
Frederick is where they park it, you know, because
When they've
they
got,
can't
yeah.
park it at BWI. They have planes
No.
coming in and stuff. So they
No,
kind of have
that's.
to put it in weird places. I didn't
Yes,
learn. I had
yes.
to learn all of this. I did this about maybe 8 or 9 years ago. I did this out in Frederick, but it's near Newmarket. It's like right, the
Yeah,
airport's on
yeah,
the east side of
yeah.
Frederick. Lovely. We sailed over Newmarket. Is that good?
Sure. Now I have you've one-upped me as you always do. I've never been inside a blimp, but of course, being from Ohio, I have actually
Oh.
seen the blimp on a number of occasions.
What was
And I've
housed
seen
there, right? It was housed in
it's
Akron or
in Akron.
Youngstown,
There's
right?
the blimp hangar, and yeah, it's quite an interesting sight.
There was something about like in the 80s when you'd be somewhere like, I'll be honest, Memorial Stadium, 1983 World Series, looking up and seeing that let me know that it was the World Series. You know what I mean? So there was something about that. But Newmarket, Maryland, we have. Are we going to give some money? I mean, what happens to all the funds that aren't given away in the budget that you put together? You're going to tell me about in a couple of weeks down at the beach. Because I mean, I would think we budgeted a lot more home runs than we're hitting. Because I, in my mind, I budgeted more home runs.
The beauty is these funds are earmarked for player promotions, and we move them down the line to the next player promotion, whatever it may be. It
Somebody
could
else
be
wins the money.
Ravens.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
All right.
it's accounted for. It does not go into the John Martin fund at all. No,
It's
no,
on the
no.
up and up. All
It's
right.
all on
Just
the up and
making
up. It's got to be.
I
So
like
yeah, let's
that.
have some fun with it. Let's have some fun this weekend
Hit
and
some
give
home
some of that money
runs.
out.
Come on,
Yeah.
guys.
Yeah. We have a number of promotions. People can go to mdlottery.com if they fancy things like this, something a little different than the normal scratch offs and draw games. So we have a great promotion with sometimes with our partners. This time we're featuring Heinz gas stations, free gas giveaway with Heinz. Of course, we've got our home run riches with the Orioles. And we have a number of, remember last time we chatted about our home theater package? My Lottery Rewards Club members can participate in maybe winning a pizza oven or a home theater or technology tools from Apple. Hey, here's an outdoor fun bundle, Nestor. We missed, I don't know how.
Okay, go ahead.
Hurry up, because entries, you need to enter by Monday, July
Is this the
28th.
outdoor man cave thing with the thing?
No,
No, okay.
this is a family-friendly fun bundle, an above ground pool,
I
and
grew
an
up with one of those. I miss it today, especially it's 95 today. Yes.
oh man, 530 gallon. That's a big pool.
I like it. I got room for it too. Let's go.
The inflatable pool net and a slip and slide. Of course, what says summer better than a slip and slide? So go
Watermelon, gold watermelon with that, with my
to.
mom, right? And maybe some burgers on the grill.
Yeah,
Perfect.
yeah.
I like
That
it.
we will have 15 winners. So it's not just a one winner takes all. The drawing will be held on Tuesday, 29th, and 15 winners of the outdoor fun bundle. If you want to get more information about that, go to mdlottery.com, check out the My Lottery Rewards portion of our site, and see if you've got an interest to enter that drawing.
John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He's trying to give money away for the Orioles hitting home runs here this way. I go up to the website and I see new things. There's a whole new like summer thing with like a pink flamingo thing here and a whole bunch of new scratch-off games.
Yeah.
I know you're always working on these scratch-off games, and we don't do the sniffers as much as I'd like. We could do more schmutz, but I saw this made me laugh because I'm an old rock and roll head and everybody knows this. Cash scratch fever.
How about
Cash
that?
scratch fever makes me want to do the Wango Tango and call Ted Nugent. And I don't want to do that too often around here, as you can imagine, but cash
Yeah.
scratch fever. You've come up with
Yeah.
some good ones here.
Ted's an interesting character. We certainly don't have enough time today to talk about him, but Cash Scratch Fever, a lot of fun. It's a $5 scratch off ticket, top prize $50,000. It was one of a handful, maybe two handfuls of scratch off tickets that were launched recently with Cash Scratch Fever. We also have a $5 gold bar bingo for our folks who like to, our players like to play bingo. We also have a $1 fall cash in anticipation of the seasons changing a little bit later on. So that'll be in the lineup. We also have a $10 ticket called Double Your Money, where interestingly enough, the top prize is doubled. See, it was right there in the name. It kind of gave it away.
Perfect. It's the way it
Yeah.
should be.
Top prize, $100,000 on Double Your Money at a $10 price point. Let's see, $20 All About Cash, $1 million top prize. So check out mdlottery.com for not only the current lineup, not only the new games, but also what's in our stable, our lineup. We have typically about 50 games available at any point in time. We try to refresh each month, three, four, five of them, and then we drop off three, four, five of them on the back end. So always looking for opportunities to entertain our players and pulling out fun things like Cash Scratch Fever.
Well, if you're in a place where there really is a great lottery display, or even one of the machines that they have, even at Costas and Dundalk, you can see all the games and how they change. And sometimes they move from Pac-Man to, for me, Back to the Future was the last one, and now I'm all about the whammy. You know that. So when I like to
Yes.
give away the games where it's fun for me to give them away and talk it up a little bit when I'm out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I know you're talking stuff up as well. We've had winners. I did go to mdlottery.com and I saw that you had a Towson Tigers winner. That was kind of fun. In the neighborhood here, we're WNST Towson, Baltimore. And I thought, student winning 50 grand. That's nice. That's way better than the $80 I once won that got me into the Springsteen Tunnel of Love Tour in 88.
People can check out the winner stories at mdlottery.com. We do enjoy them, and obviously we highlight, especially with our weekly call, some of the ones that are a little more interesting than others. And a lot of them are not only cash prizes from this from scratch offs and draw games, but second chance winners. Just a quick shout out to our second chance winner, Paul Cohen, who won our Back to the Future grand prize,
Oh, here we
which was
go. I didn't know about it. I've been talking about this for months. What happened? Tell me.
he
They get a
won.
DeLorean?
He won $8,888 in our second chance promotion. And here's really what puts him in the special category. He claims that he has watched the movie Back to the Future 100 times.
See, isn't that perfect? Like that somebody would win who loves the movie. That's great.
I can't imagine seeing a movie 100 times. I have my favorites, and maybe I've seen them half as much, maybe 40 times. I don't know. My
That's a
favorite
lot,
movie,
though. I mean, it is. I mean,
a
certain
hundred
James
times is a
Bond
lot.
flicks. I mean, look, I probably
Yeah.
saw The Wizard of Oz 30 times before I was 30. Think about it. Every year came on, you
Oh,
watch it.
sure. Yeah. Things like that. It's a Wonderful Life, my favorite movie every holiday season.
I can't begin to
I
tell you
like
how
it.
many times I've seen A Christmas Story. My kid's 42, probably
See?
42 times, right?
There
There
you
you
go.
go.
There you go. But there you go. So congratulations to Paul and his win. A Dundalk man,
Not me, not me.
only identified as a Dundalk man. So again, you have to go through your
Could be
mental
me.
Rolodex.
So
I don't
far.
think so.
Okay.
Won $100,000
Was not me.
winning the Mega Bucks scratch off. He is his lucky number six. Was the winner, and below that on the scratch off card, $100,000. He bought it at O'Connor's Liquor and Check Cash in the Greektown neighborhood. So
Oh
talk to
my
me about
goodness. They
Greektown.
were always open a little later into the evening, you know, when I lived on Kane Street back in the day. So the cheers to O'Connor, right across the street from Tom's Bar, which was originally Peter Angelos's family bar, around the corner from Samos and from every great Greek festival I've ever been to in my life. So yes,
Yeah, so
O'Connor's.
good time. Oopah, they're having some
Wait,
good
can
time
I
out there.
ask you this? Is this a regional
Sure.
thing that when you say someone from Dundalk won, because I have that in my blood, yeah,
Of
guys from
course
fun.
it is.
That feels better than, and not that I'm against Highland Town or Essex or Sparrows Point. No, I'm anti-Patapsco. Everybody knows that every Dundalk is, but is there something about local pride that plays into this?
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only that, I'm going to test it right now here because our next winner was a Brooklyn, New York man. How you feeling
See,
about
that
that?
conjures up pizza. It conjures up good pizza.
All right, all right.
Nice
Actually, he was
bridge.
born in Brooklyn, New York. I don't know where he hails
Did
from
he win
today,
in
but
Brooklyn Park, Maryland, or no?
That would have been a nice parlay there. No. He actually bought a ticket on at 7-Eleven on Key Highway. He's working he's a merchant marine, so he was working at the Port of Baltimore, and decided to stop in at Key Highway, very close to the Port of Baltimore,
I
as
know
you are
right where
well
that is,
aware.
right on the
Yep,
bend there. I got it.
yep, 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 yep. And he won a or he got a scratch off ticket for our lucky 7-7-7 scratch off game, and saw that he's the kind of guy who just scratches the QR codes and then checks with the checker at the store. In this case, he handed it to the teller to the clerk and said, "Hey, would you check this?" Clerk said, "You won $100,000." So he's excited. He goes back with his friends, and one of the friends said, "Hey, why don't you scratch off the whole area?" So he does, and he realizes, oh, he didn't win $100,000. He won $1 million.
How did he do that? Was it a 10Xer?
It was a fact that I think the retailer clerk might have misread the zeros on their screen and thought he only won 100,000. So now imagine that. You think you won 100, you're probably feeling pretty good. And then you realize you've won
You know,
$1 million.
in the 10 seconds you took me to tell that story, I'm thinking the things you could do with 100,000 versus 1 million, it's different. It's different. It's a lot
Well,
different.
or you could do them 10 times over. I mean, depending on what you wanted to do. But I think most people would opt to kick it up a notch and get something
I
different.
mean, I'm not going to be disrespectful to Ocean City because we're going to be down there next time I see you, but 100,000 will go to Ocean City. Million is maybe Wailea. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just the difference. That's all. They're both American. They both have a beach. They both have water, but that's all.
As opposed to that outdoor fun package we talked about with your own slip and slide. That
That's more Kihei
would be
down the
different.
road from Wailea, and I bring that with me. Yes, it's
That
inflatable.
would be a
Take
little
it with me.
different.
Never
Hey,
travel.
the last story that I think is kind of interesting on our winners parade here. And again, you can get all of this at mdlottery.com and check out our winner stories. We have a retired federal employee who won $50,000 on a scratch off. That's not necessarily big news. The big news is that she won $100,000 several years ago.
She's a
So
two-time big winner.
she's a two-timer. And the whole thing was accidental in her own words. She wanted to buy two scratch-off tickets and fat-fingered the self-service vending machine and actually hit a third ticket by
And that was the
mistake.
winner.
And you know, lottery people will tell you when stuff like that happens, there's some good juju out there.
Go
There's
with
some
it. You just
karma.
go with it.
You go
Yes.
with it. And she turned out that you're right. That third ticket was the winner of
This is
another.
a lucky woman, right? I
Oh,
mean, right?
absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell my wife she's a lucky woman.
Well, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Game. Is it too hot to do events? Because we don't do as much, right? Like
You know
summertime.
what?
I'll tell you, I got to tip my cap to my friends at Connects who did a networking event. They had Adam Jones the other day. And it's so hard to do anything successful in the summer just to get people to gather because 40% of the world's off at the beach doing whatever they're doing. But we're going to be doing 2 weeks from now, Mecca, going to the beach. And they had a successful event. So I'm thinking to myself, yeah, there are still people doing events in the summer, by God, eating watermelon and doing great barbecue outdoor things. And I'm thinking you're probably spinning the wheel somewhere, I'm guessing.
Well, you know what? I think we're a little focused on the state fair because we have some new things happening and we're not ready to reveal them yet. Maybe we'll do that at Mako.
Well,
Seth
the
and I
whole schedule's
might tease
different for
you.
the state fair too. It's a little longer, a little different. Yes.
Yeah, they've had this different schedule now for a couple of seasons, where it's 3 weekends, and you know they kind of took out the dead days, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays part of it. But yeah, we'll have some things to announce at the state fair and some fun stuff, some fun things to get through there. And of course, we do have games in store for not only the Ravens season and Terps and other things. So I think coming in out of the more autumnal part of the year, you're going to see us out and about a little bit more. But you're right, for all the right reasons, people are out and about. It's tough to do events in the summer.
Well, I'll be seeing you down in Ocean City. I know you guys really like to give me a year in recap and talk about all the things where all these funds go and all the responsible gambling happening on the up and up as we got baseball season, we got trading deadline, we got football. I mean, the football thing's here, right? Raven scratch off soon, right? V very soon? Too soon, not
Very
too soon.
soon. Very, I have it under good authority. Very, very soon.
Soon, like by the time we get to Ocean City, soon?
Maybe not that soon.
Oh, just all right. I'm just checking. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We always remind folks responsible gaming. I'm out in these sports bars with you people, and I see you on your phone. Just be careful, slow the roll, know the odds, parlays, all that. We talk about that all the time as we get here into football season. We'll be talking more about that, I'm sure, as we kick off, which is not that far away. Luke's out in training camp right now. I've got 27th anniversary. We're going to be eating 27 of my favorite foods in 27 days. I'm going to be giving the Lucky Sevens doublers away, which has this really cool, like, $27 little hat bonus thing on it that I've been checking out, and Pressure Luck as well. Starting on the 7th of August, we'll be at Beaumont in Catonsville eating the fried lobster tail. Oh, so delicious. Every day I'm gonna eat something delicious in August. I'm gonna have to mix in a salad, and I will, as well as some snowballs and some other good stuff, crab cakes, because we're heading down to the beach as well. My thanks to John Martin, everybody at the Maryland Lottery, for putting the crab cake tour out on the road. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.